From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Thailand has killed more than 40 million chickens this year as it tries to stop a deadly strain of bird flu. But the virus keeps resurfacing and has infected at least 17 people there. 12 have died. Scientists say each time a person gets infected, there's an increased risk that bird flu will morph into a disease that can move from person to person. And from there, the fear is a global pandemic. In the first of two stories this week, NPR's John Hamilton reports on the national effort to stamp out bird flu in Thailand.
Wichan Chai Ping Pong is a bureaucrat who used to spend his day on policy and planning. Now he investigates dead chickens. Today, Wichan Chai's job is taking him down a bumpy dirt road in a mud-splattered van.
Only this morning, a farmer reported dead chickens on his farm in village number 9. So I'm going there to get more information.
We're bouncing through the rural province of Kampang Phet. The road twists through fields of corn and cassava. On either side are tidy farms, small enough to be run by single families. Just about everybody in the area raises chickens. At least they did until a young girl caught bird flu a few miles from here. She died in less than a week. Since then, Wichan Chai has been signing death warrants for a lot of chickens.
Within a 5-kilometer radius of the bird flu patient, in these 9 villages, we have killed 4,000 to 5,000 chickens.
That's Thailand's primary strategy against bird flu. Find an infected bird, then kill all the chickens in the neighborhood. Government workers like Wichan Chai are trying to make the plan work. But they depend on farmers to report dead chickens. Often that doesn't happen. Farmers know a confirmed case of bird flu means a death sentence for the entire flock. We pull up in front of a wooden shack. It's built the traditional way, on stilts about 5 feet high. Wichan Chai grabs a sheaf of government forms and steps out to look for the shack's owner. At most farms in Thailand, the air is filled with the sounds of chickens clucking and scratching. This farm is strangely quiet. The only noise comes from an approaching motorcycle. It's a recent model with an airbrushed lightning bolt running from gas tank to taillight. The rider is a stocky man in a luminescent orange polo shirt.
My name is Rabiang Kromin. I'm the village headman of village number 9. Tambon Makha sub-district, Khanuraksa district, Kampang Phet province.
Rabian is the guy who tipped off Wichan Chai about the dead chickens. He's come here partly in his role as village headman. But Rabian is also one of more than 800,000 people recruited by the Thai government to fight bird flu. Their mission is to search every inch of Thailand for infected chickens. The symptoms are distinctive. Sick birds' feathers become ruffled. Their heads swell and turn a livid red, sometimes almost black. Often they have seizures, then they die. Rabian says he called the authorities as soon as he heard about a problem.
This farmer informed me that he used to have more than 100 chickens running around underneath his house. All of them died except for 3. This morning, those 3 were dead.
Rabian's tip comes about 2 months late. The farmer says that's how long it's been since his chickens began dying. Back then, there were no government workers around to help him. Now he's got a yard full. The village headman, Wichan Chai from the district office, and a man from the next level up, the Tambon administrative office. The TAO man tells the farmer what to do.
You should bury the remaining 3 chickens at least 20 centimeters deep.
Then Rabian and the TAO officials discuss a more delicate matter. What to do about several hundred chickens that are still living in nearby farms?
I talked with the neighbors and there is no report of outbreak yet. If it occurs, you should use your authority to bury them alive. Don't wait for someone from the district to give instructions.
Burying chickens is the easiest way to make sure that animals can't get to the carcasses and spread the infection. It's too late for that here, though. The owner of this farm, whose name is Wirat Sarian, confesses that he's been a little careless disposing of his dead chickens.
We buried some of them and tossed some of them in the woods. At the time, we didn't have any idea that there was a bird flu in the area.
Small wonder. When Wirat's chickens began dying, Thailand's prime minister was still telling people bird flu had been defeated. These days, loudspeakers in the villages broadcast warnings about bird flu every morning. But that doesn't mean villagers are ready to do everything the government wants. Today, in Village 9, the reason is money. Rabian, the village headman, says he won't tell people to kill their chickens unless he's sure they'll be paid for the birds.
The problem is that if they are getting a mandatory order from a district official to cull the infected chickens, then they will be eligible for compensation. But if I order the culling, they won't get the compensation. This creates a lot of tension.
And Rabian doesn't want tension with the people in his village. So the culling will wait until an official order comes. That sort of thinking frustrates Dr. Wirat Puttametti. He directs the provincial health office in the city of Kampang Phet. Dr. Wirat's office is only a few miles from village number 9. But it's in a different world. The roads here are paved. There's a modern hospital. People work at computers. Dr. Wirat sits behind his desk scanning a map of the province. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt as part of a government effort to spread good cheer. I ask him to show me how many places besides village number 9 have encountered bird flu.
Can you show me on the map where birds have been culled?
I cannot show you because it's everywhere.
Dr. Wirat says the current effort to control bird flu is a big improvement over the previous one. But he knows it still has problems. Manpower, for example.
The problem here in Kampang Phet is that we only have 10 to 20 staff at the Department of Livestock Development, and there are about 200,000 households in this province. That is not enough staff to monitor what's going on in the field.
Dr. Wirat says the government is working to solve that problem, too. It's reassigning people from other branches of government to work on bird flu. But Wirat says the government can't do much about farmers who won't cooperate. He says some have even moved birds that might be infected to protect them from culling.
Despite how hard we have campaigned about bird flu, villagers still resist culling. In my opinion, there will be more incidents of bird flu. But in the long run, if enough chickens die, the campaign will succeed.
Wirat Sarayen, the farmer, stands in his yard beside a bamboo chicken coop. His last living chicken managed to make it back inside before collapsing. Its carcass is still there, beak down in a back corner. Sarayen says he isn't feeling well. He's beginning to wonder if he might have caught the bird flu. After all, two people in this province have already died from it.
I'm worried that my family and neighbors will get sick. We are keeping a close eye on everybody.
Wirat says he will probably stop raising chickens until the bird flu disappears. That could be a long time. Disease experts say the virus has spread to other animals, including pigs, ducks, and wild birds. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Tomorrow, efforts in Thailand to keep bird flu from spreading among people who get it. You can see pictures from John Hamilton's visit and a timeline of flu pandemics on our website, npr.org.